went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. Our phone number, best phone number, really the only phone number to get a hold of me, is to call my cell phone. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. And I will be the one who answers that phone probably 99 times out of 100. If you don't want to call me, but you do want to communicate with me, you can send me an email. The email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. I would ask that you send me an email. Please don't text my phone because I do not receive texts and I will never answer your text, but I will answer your email. So I would ask you to email me again, docrick@spineboy.com. And I appreciate you tuning in. We're here each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I'll ask you to consider contacting me and coming in for a consultation, and let's evaluate your particular situation and find out what's the best way to get rid of whatever the problem is, whatever the challenge is, support you and support your health so that you can be healthy. And let's face it, being healthy is our birthright, is our God-given birthright, and the challenge that I see in our society is that we don't know how to exercise that right. So I would like for you to listen to the information that we have to offer here every week. You can go to my website, which is spineboy.com. It is a wealth of information. You can read different articles on various health conditions. It'll give you the medical perspective. It'll give you the alternative perspective. It will give you solutions. You can listen to any of the radio shows associated with each health topic. You can watch whatever videos are available. It really is a full-service website to help you make the best decision that you can regarding your health and to take care of your most important asset, and that is your health. And so I appreciate you listening. The gentleman who's sitting across the studio from me, he's the man behind the scenes. He's the man that comes up with the topics. He's the man that develops the questions for me to help you, the listener, better understand the topics that we cover. His name is Mark Saban, and we appreciate him more than he'll ever know, and we're grateful for him to be in the studio with us today and bringing the topic that we're going to talk about. So we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Doc Rick, for that warm welcome. And, you know, it's good to have a warm welcome because, you know, we're sort of right in the middle of winter now. And, you know, according to Chinese medical theory, this is the season that focuses on the element of water. And why is that the element now?
Well, during the cold months, things tend to contract and conserve heat and energy, and it's important for us to, you know, in essence, almost like tighten up. And so water is maximally contracted. It can't be compressed any smaller than it already is, and so we use that for things like hydraulics in an effort to create force. The pushback of trying to compress water, the harder you push on the water, the more force you get back. And so we've used that in our society as far as those sorts of things. Water is just a very, very important for our health and maintaining integrity. And the organs that are involved at this time of year during the water element or the water time of year are the kidneys and the bladder. And it's interesting that they help to process the water in the body. So this is the water element. This is the water time of year. And that's why we talk about it at this time of year.
And your body is almost all water anyway.
Yeah, your body's 70% water. Your brain is 80% water. And that's important for the listener to understand because if you become dehydrated, and most people are walking around what we would call functionally dehydrated, they're able to function, but they don't have enough fluid in their system in an effort to make their system run efficiently. And so making sure that you consume enough water, because if the body's 70% water, and your brain is 80% water, and you don't take in enough water, where's the first place that's going to start to get compromised?
I would think it would be your brain.
It would be your brain, and that's why people have cloudy thinking and fogginess about them, and they have trouble remembering things and all of that, and that's typically an indication that they're dehydrated. And so I would ask them not to drink coffee, not to drink tea, not to drink juice, not to drink soft drinks, not to drink any of those other things that may come in liquid form. Some may even be made primarily with water. But if you want to really hydrate your body, the only thing that you should drink are the two things that we're both sitting here with in studio, which is water.
Mm-hmm. Now, but I hear that some waters don't have things like electrolytes in them, and those things are also important for you to actually remain hydrated. So if you drank something like distilled water or something that was more purified, you might not be able to absorb the water that you need.
Right. What I would ask the listener to do, especially if they have plants or if they dabble in having a green thumb and raising plants, this, that, and the other thing, I really don't want you to do this to your plant, but if you want to see the effects of distilled water, feed your plants, water your plants with distilled water, and just see what happens to the plants over time. And if you appreciate what it ends up doing to the plant, imagine what it does to you. So I've told people for the last 35 years, even before I went into private practice while I was going through school, that distilled water is not anything that you want to consume if you choose to be healthy because of what effect it's going to have on you. If it doesn't, distilled water is basically superheated water. It creates steam, and then they collect the steam and let it go back into water, and that's distilled water. Well, that distilled water doesn't have any of the properties in it that would normally be there in high-quality waters. You're missing the mineral content. You're missing the total dissolved solids, which is what we use to grade a water based upon the amount of total dissolved solids that it has in it. The highest concentration of total dissolved solids is in artesian well water, like a Fiji water or a Voss water. Those are two artesian well waters, and that's the best water to drink because it's got the highest concentrations of those immune-building components that are naturally found in water. Now, if you don't have artesian well water like the Fijis or the Vosses, then the next water that would be appropriate for you to drink that would be beneficial health-wise would be mineral water. And it's interesting because anybody that's listening, if you've ever been over to Europe, that's really the only kind of water that they offer. They offer mineral water in two varieties. They have it with gas, which pretty much makes it seem like it's carbonated,
like
or you have it without gas, okay? But either way, it is mineral water, and it's got high concentrations of minerals, not to the same degree as artesian well water does, but it's the next step down, and it's what nature naturally produces. And then the third type of water that's agreeable for human beings to consume on a regular basis would be the kind of water that most is available. I mean, that's the kind of water that I'm holding on to right here, which would be spring water. And there's government regulations associated with what you can call spring water and what you can, or what you can call mineral water and what you can't. And whatever naturally comes out of the ground, that has to be the exact form that they're selling it in. And if they've changed it or modified it in any way, then they can't call it one of those waters, whether it's an artesian well, a mineral, or a spring water.
Mm-hmm.
So those three waters are the ideal water for a person to consume. But there's at least 11 different types of water out there on the market that you can consume, which is not necessarily going to be good for your health. Why? Because the next type of water that infiltrates the rest of the different types is called purified water. So purified water is a major heading regarding the waters, and then you have different ways that you can purify it. You can filter it, you can reverse osmosis it, you can UV light it, you can all of these different things in an effort to purify the water. But in the process of purifying the water, what you're doing is you're taking out the immune building properties that are naturally found in the first three we talked about, the artesian, the mineral, and the spring. The amount of calcium bicarbonate that is found in those three main types of water, they come in different concentrations. Artesian is the highest, mineral second highest, spring is the third highest. Calcium bicarbonate is the primary fuel necessary to stimulate, support, and feed your immune system.
Hmm.
So we used to be able to build our immunity simply by drinking water that came out of the ground.
Interesting.
But then we became germaphobes, and we've poisoned the well, so to speak. And now people are just like, well, I don't know that it's safe to drink the water that comes out of the ground, especially if they built a well in what used to be 10, 15, 20 years ago, a toxic waste site. So we want to put in water filtration units within our house, and we want to drink purified water or filtered water or, I don't know, vitamin water or flavored waters or colored waters. I mean, they got all these different types of waters out there, and they market them, and they market them very well. And you got your Pepsi water and your Coca-Cola water, and all of these waters start out as being purified. And purified water has had all the immune building aspects of the water stripped out of it. So if you're on Naked and Afraid and you're out there and you're trying to survive, yeah, if you get a water source, then you want to put the water in a pot and you want to boil it so that you kill off any pathogens, which is what all the filtrations and purifications are doing, so that you can be safe. But at the end of the day, if you have water from a confined aquifer that doesn't have any of the pathogens that would be in it, that's the ideal form because of the total dissolved solids and what that does to help us build our immunity.
Well, it's kind of curious to me because you think that wouldn't purified water be pure H2O? And H2O is water. So what you're saying is there's something more complex about the type of water or the elements in the water that is necessary for your health.
Well, yeah, that's like the difference between a genetically engineered food versus a food that nature produces, okay? When man gets involved in the manufacturing of products that they're going to sell, they do it for profit. When you're taking something that God has already created and you can't patent nature, okay, it already has everything in it that God would intend for us. But man's not that smart. At least looking at our society, we can see that the choices that man has made, even though we're still surviving, okay, we have more disease now than we've ever had. Okay, we have more harsher treatments, we have more medications, we have more requirements for vaccinations, we have more access to the medical machine that is the healthcare system in an effort to do what? To do anything but give people health. Because there's no money to be made in having people be healthy. There's only money to be made in treating sickness. And so if you look in society and you scratch the surface of what's going on, you can start to find the truth. I had a conversation with one of my patients this morning about chemtrails. And interestingly enough, he had never heard about chemtrails.
These are coming from jet planes,
et cetera. And I talk about how they create disease over major metropolitan areas when you see a whole bunch of chemtrails, because they're releasing stuff into the air that is eventually going to filter down into the major metropolitan area and get into the water supply, et cetera. And then we wonder why so many people get, quote, these flus or these different infections or these different health issues. And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, if you're doing the right thing the way nature would want you to do it, and you get out of the way of what man is trying to do to manipulate and monetize certain circumstances, then you can avoid all of it and never have an issue. Okay, but most people aren't aware enough of what's being done to us as a society and what they force us into doing, like forced vaccinations, et cetera. And I'm sure at some point we can have a conversation specifically on vaccines and what my perspective is, but I think you get a general feel for what my thought is on it right now. But it all goes back to, we were initially intended by our Creator to get our immunity through drinking water.
It's so interesting. I mean, so much we talk about, you know, we talk a lot about drinking water. We talk about eating healthy food. And those are the things that really are the building blocks, along with proper rest and exercise, for staying healthy.
Right.
Well, you know, one of the things I think that's interesting, to get back on our topic of water, is that, you know, in many places at this time of year, water freezes. And for health, it's really important to keep that water flowing. You don't want things frozen, locked up in your body, things like that.
No, you definitely don't. And what's important for people to appreciate is that keeping the vital chi, or the energy that is your body, flowing, and to keep your energy high and balanced, becomes most important. And this time of year, it's easier for us to get sick because we're in a contracted state and because of the variation in temperature. I mean, the temperature out here where we are right now recording, because I'm up in my New York studio recording this show, the temperature is, you know, right around the 30-degree mark. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's when things, to your point, start to freeze. And what's interesting is when it gets cold enough, we can see the breath as we exhale.
Right.
And that's the water that we're losing every time we exhale, which is why it's important to maintain a high amount of water on a regular basis. But what's the temperature of our body, Mark?
98.6.
And what's the temperature outside?
30 degrees.
Right. So you got a 35, 38 degree temperature difference. I mean, sorry,
68. Yeah.
Okay. So the change in temperature there makes your body have to work harder to maintain that normal body temperature. Your body has to work harder, which means you're going to lose more water during the cold season. Whereas in the summertime, okay, temperature goes up to, I don't know, the 80s, the 90s, even the 100s, okay, and your body temperature is supposed to be 98.6. So realistically, it's more in line with what your basic body temperature is in the summer months,
mm-hmm,
than it is in the winter months. Now, we all appreciate that when it's hot out and we're sweating, we're conscious of the water that we're losing, so we want to drink water when we're exercising and sweating and all of that and stay properly hydrated. Everybody talks about that, but nobody equates the same problem actually being bigger during the wintertime.
Well, we don't really think about the fact that every time you exhale, there's water that leaves. Because you think about, I think your recommendation is to drink a quart of water for every 50 pounds that you weigh. Well, that doesn't seem like you're losing that much water in the course of a day.
Right, but if you're breathing 20 times a minute, roughly,
mm-hmm,
okay, or 15 to 20 times a minute, depending upon how heavy or how hard you breathe, and you're doing that all day, I mean, how many minutes are there in a day? There's 24 hours, so 24 times 60 times 60 again, and then you got the number of minutes,
mm-hmm,
okay? And it's like, all right, so, if I'm exhaling 15 to 20 times every minute, and I do that for a 24-hour period, and I can see my breath when I'm outside, all the water that's leaving as I'm exhaling, well, yeah, maybe I should think about consuming more water.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're not talking things that have water in it, because your body actually has to lose water to digest and separate the water out from, let's say, a tea or, let's say, a coffee. And so it becomes important to make sure that you're staying hydrated, which is, you know, you come into my office where I'm working this particular week, and I've got three cases of water in my office. Why? I'm not going to drink all three cases today, but I want to always have water on hand. If somebody comes into my office and they're dehydrated, and I can tell they're dehydrated because their body's indicating that, I'll hand them a bottle of water to leave the office with. Why? Because drink that before you get home.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you can start to get the body moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. So normally I would think that you think about the fact that your kidneys and your bladder are the crucial organs that help you get rid of water and toxins out of your body. Is that simply because the water is what gives the fluid for the flushing of your body?
Yeah, I mean, basically water keeps you flushed and helps the waste and the toxins out of your blood and helps to transport things around. And when a person becomes dehydrated, it's interesting. When you look at blood underneath a microscope, sometimes you'll see in people that their blood cells stack on top of them, each other, like a stack of poker chips on a Vegas craps table or something like that.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
And when your blood starts to stack up like that, they call it the rouleau effect. And what I can tell you is you're probably deficient in two things at that point. You're deficient in water,
mm-hmm.
and you're deficient in the whole food vitamin C complex, which is going to make the red blood cells separate and be individuals unto themselves. And for any of those people out there who've had strokes and those kinds of things, well, when your blood is too thick, when it's not properly has enough fluid in it, okay, that sludge and the rouleau effect that starts to build up could potentially create the basis for blocking in an artery and lead to a stroke or something along those lines.
Mm.
And, you know, again, getting properly hydrated
could help that
tremendously.
Wow. Okay. Now, I mean, you know, you're talking about the fact that we a lot of us live in urban areas, or even if you live in a rural area where you might have well water, no matter where you are, you need clean water. So treating water is essential to keeping the society healthy. So does that, I mean, there are unintended consequences to that kind of a treatment. So how do we mitigate that?
Stay away from the treated water. Don't drink the water that comes from your municipality, because
mm-hmm.
that's got chlorine in it. And chlorine is a known toxic halogen that influences your immune system in a negative way and impacts your microbiome in a negative way and blocks your thyroid from functioning in a normal way. And we could do a whole show on that in itself. But at the end of the day, it's like, okay, put a filtration system in your house for the water that you wash your dishes in and that you wash your body in. But have a water delivery service bring you chlorine-free spring water, if you would care to.
So when you mentioned that spring water has certain requirements, is one of those requirements that it be chlorine-free?
Yeah, because chlorine isn't in water that comes out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Chlorine is used as a disinfectant in an effort to make sure that there's no pathogens in it. That's one of the ways that you can modify and purify water is to use chlorine. And you mm-hmm. know, because one of your clients is a pool manufacturer, mm-hmm. you know the importance of pool water and chlorine and the stuff that they put in pools. And then you have the non-chlorinated pools, which they use
salt generators
mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff. And it's like, okay, so at the end of the day, the last thing that I would recommend a patient do is to sit in chlorinated water, because now you're blocking your thyroid's ability and your immune system's ability to function, because chlorine competes with iodine. And iodine is an immune system supporter and strengthener and part of a normal functioning immune system. And so if mm-hmm. chlorine and iodine compete with each other for the binding site, and you sit in a pool of chlorine for, I don't know, however long it takes you to cool off, or it's just nice to sit in pool in water, you're probably setting yourself up for failure.
Wow. Well, this is a really, you know, this is an important conversation to get an understanding of the importance of water and how that can have effects on your health. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, there's so many more questions I have about the things that we need to know about water and what to do for your health.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. Best way to get a hold of me is to call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please don't text that phone. If you're interested in communicating via text, please send me an email. My email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K @spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. And today, Mark and I are talking about the second most important ingredient that your body requires on a regular basis, and that's water.
Yeah, and water is the most amazing element. Because it's completely malleable, and yet, as you were saying before, you can't compress it. And you could take something like a feather, and you could move it. And yet, over time, it can wear away a mountain. And you can heat it. It becomes steam, and it'll create power. Or cook your food, or you can use it to douse a fire. But once you put it in a pot over the fire, you can cook your dinner. So, I mean, it makes up 70% of the planet, 70% of your body, as you said, 80% of your brain. So no wonder it's so important.
Absolutely. And we need to respect it and partake in it regularly and often if you would choose to be healthy.
And a person can only live a few days without water, but you're saying most people don't drink enough of it.
No, they don't. And it's because it's a common misconception that all liquids are created equal. And I cannot tell you how many of my patients, my new patients over the years, think that they drink a liquid that has water in it, that they think that they're properly hydrated. And when you drink anything other than water, your body loses water in the process of digesting the liquid you are drinking in an effort to separate the water from whatever else is mixed in the water. So we want the listener to appreciate that water is water, and anything else is not water and will cause you to lose water the more you consume it.
So even something like a vegetable like lettuce or a cucumber, which is really just mostly water, you're not going to absorb the water from that?
Well, it's going to the water that's in that is going to be used to help you digest that, but it's not going to hydrate you in any way. The water that's in it is naturally there to assist the process of digesting the nutrition out of, in this case, the lettuce.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean, one of the big problems that's come up over the last few years in terms of the major awareness that we have in the country is lead in water, because for a long time lead was used for pipes and plumbing. And are there ways to avoid lead poisoning?
Yeah, you want to hopefully live in a house that doesn't have lead-lined pipes anymore. And I think we've done pretty good for the most part at not having lead-lined pipes in our houses anymore.
Although some places still have them. Yeah.
You know, I would encourage them if their health is important to them and they don't want to develop neurological disorders as a result of lead deposition, that they should have those pipes upgraded if they are still in that kind of position. But what's important is that we want to consume water that is healthy water, that ideally comes out of the ground, but comes out of the ground in a way that isn't being influenced by the contamination that we've done to poison our planet as a result of getting rid of wastes and that have maybe infiltrated the water table that now impacts the health of the water that we're drinking.
It seems to be a lot of a problem. I mean, we were talking before about microbes and the fact that you were talking about on these survivor shows where you need to boil the water because groundwater has basically got contaminants in it. But we need microbes to be healthy. So are there microbes in these three types of water that we were talking about, the spring water, the artesian water? And
absolutely. And what's interesting is one of the most popular waters worldwide because of the marketing that they've done, and you see it at all the tennis matches during the major tennis tournaments, if you watch tennis or pay attention to these tournaments, the main sponsor is a water that's from France.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that water's called, Mark?
Is that Perrier?
No, that's Avion.
Avion.
Okay, and what's interesting, and it's ironic, and I laugh at these things when they work out so beautifully, and they help you appreciate the way that God is smiling upon us and being a little trickster every once in a while, is Avion spelled backwards is naive. Now, if you live outside of France and you're drinking Avion water, then you're being exposed to the microbes that are naturally in the water in France. Now, I don't live in France. Therefore, if I'm consuming French microbes to go along with my East Coast United States microbes that I've grown up in and lived with for my whole life, that's going to upset the balance, the fine micro balance within my body, and potentially set myself up for failure. So it's interesting. When somebody comes into my office and they're sporting a beautiful Avion bottle and they're carrying that around with their drinking, and I'm like, is that a bottle that you drink out of all the time? Is that like your water bottle, or is that, you know, do you buy Avion water? And they're like, you know, some say that, no, I'm just carrying my water in this because it's a nice liter and a half container, and that helps me drink the water that I need to. And I applaud them for carrying that with them, because that's ultimately what people need to do. But if they're drinking an Avion water, I'll show them how it shuts their body off.
Hmm.
And then they look at the water and then they're just like, okay, so what does that mean? And I'm like, well, it means that the microbes that are found in that water naturally are indigenous to France. And since you're not French, you probably shouldn't be drinking French water, even if you think it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really fascinating how that could be. Now, one of the things that we use water for, one of the major things we use water for, is cleaning. And isn't just simply water just one of the best cleaners out there?
Water is one of the best cleaners out there because you're not adding chemicals to the circumstances, and you're not leaving residues that potentially can create problems. Certainly, if you have a newborn child that's starting to emulate around the house or mm-hmm. wherever it is they happen to be, and what do newborns who are starting to move around and are the little cruisers and the crawlers, what do they have a tendency to do with their mouth?
Put everything in it.
They put their mouths on everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so you want to be mindful if you're a parent that has a newborn that's going to be going around your house. You want to protect your child from having issues. Therefore, you don't want to use these kinds of cleaners to polish your furniture if your kid's going to have his mouth on the furniture. And so using water is a good source of cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talked about getting not enough water, but is it also possible to have too much water?
It actually is possible to get too much water. You can actually get drunk off of water, and my youngest brother and his foolish friends used to do that as a game, where they would basically sit and they would, whatever board game they were playing or whatever mm-hmm. card game they were playing or whatever, whoever lost a hand or lost a turn or whatever, they would have to drink a liter of water.
That's a lot.
And you weren't allowed to leave the table. And if you left the table, then whoever was still at the table would have free rein to razz you or give you a hard time because you were so soft and you quit and you gave up because your bladder was a little bit pressured because it was filled with too much water. And they would play that as a game. And again, it's not a smart thing to do, but yes, it is possible for you to consume too much water, but that's not typically what's going to happen in our society.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, we were talking before that some of the waters that you can drink are better for your health. And I mean, I think clean water is got to be first and foremost thing. When you travel to different places in the world, you were talking about the French water Evian as changing your health relationship. But the other thing is that you can get sick from ingesting the water in those locations. And is that because your immune system isn't prepared for whatever bacteria or viruses are living in that local water?
That's exactly correct, Mark. It's like, you know, you go to, there used to be the story that when I was growing up as a kid and as a teenager, that if you went to Mexico and you drank the water, that you'd get the, quote, Montezuma's revenge, and because it would create diarrhea. And so they would tell you to don't drink the water when you go to a foreign country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the time, it was more about the cleanliness of the water. But now, you know, pretty much every country has relatively fresh water. I mean, there's still parts in the world that don't, and it's important for us as humanity to get good quality fresh water so that the people that live there can have that, and we're not growing disease on that end, and then we don't have to overly medicate and overly vaccinate these underserved communities. But, you know, having good quality water in every country is important. And so it's going to be important for all of us as individuals when we go to a foreign country. Like when I've been to Europe in the past, and I'm sure when I go to Europe in the future, or when I've been to Central and South America, and when I've been in Asia, I always try to find a local mineral water. And it's not hard in Europe because that's all the Europeans drink. So it's I love it when I go to Europe. Why? Because I get to drink the mineral water that I would normally drink. And, you know, you're when you're traveling like that, you're not really so much cost conscious, or at least I'm not so cost conscious. I'm more health conscious. And it's like so. And the fact that it's not in a U.S. currency, I have no idea what I'm paying for the water, but I'm going to order the bottle of water anyway.
So and that so if you're traveling in a foreign country and you're drinking the local mineral water, will that then add to your ability to stay healthy in that new environment, because there are things that are helping your immune system sort of prepare itself for what kind of things you might run into?
Right, because what you're doing is if you're drinking the water that has the total dissolved solids with a high concentration of the calcium bicarbonate, which is what you get in mineral water. Calcium bicarbonate is the form of calcium that your body needs in order to build and stimulate a strong immune system. So getting calcium bicarbonate from drinking mineral water is what really helps to keep your immune system healthy. That's why if, when you're drinking something other than mineral water or the artesian well, which is more highly concentrated than mineral water is, or spring water, which is a lower concentration, when you're drinking anything other than that, you're not getting the calcium bicarbonate that your body needs to build strong immunity. So anything other than those three types of water is going to suppress your immune system and drain your immune system over time.
So I'm curious about the calcium bicarbonate. Is that the same type of calcium that you need for your bone health?
Yes.
So if you were dealing with a woman who was having bone loss, bone density loss, then rather than drinking something like a dairy product, which is what is typically told to people to drink for calcium, you would recommend drinking that artesian well water?
I would have them drink the artesian well water, and I would also help them supplement calcium, and I would also want to get a sense of what their phosphorus ratio is doing and what their mineral content is, because calcium and phosphorus work in a particular ratio of a 10 to 4 ratio, and if they're not, if you're not getting enough phosphorus, then you're not going to be assimilating your calcium properly. And same thing with magnesium. There's a ratio that goes on there, but magnesium is one of your major minerals. But you also need the trace minerals. So that's why mineral water is so good, because it comes with an abundance of minerals. And those minerals is what helps you process calcium as your most essential mineral more properly, because everything works. God's plans for human beings was laid out beautifully in nature. And so if you honor nature and you work with nature, then you don't have issues. When you start to violate nature, that's when you're going to run into issues. And so anybody that has a health issue, one of the things that I want them to do is get properly hydrated. And I'm going to recommend one of those three waters in order to get properly hydrated. But if a woman has a deficiency in calcium, if she's got an osteoporosis of sorts, okay, then we want to start her off with some high-quality bone-building supplements that is going to help replenish the calcium specifically where the bones need it. Calcium is used in every physiological process within our body, which is why it's our most abundant mineral. So just drinking water that's high in calcium bicarbonate doesn't necessarily mean that your body's going to take that calcium bicarbonate and bring it to the part of the body that needs calcium over the other parts of the body that need calcium. That's why you would want to supplement the body with the specifics that the that particular person needs.
Now, another thing that I'm curious about, there are a lot of different, you know, water softening things, and you see the accumulation of minerals on your pipes and your faucets and things like that. Does that type of water? Is that getting you anything you need? Is that getting you anything that's bad for your health?
Well,
what's
that's
going
the funny
on there?
Thing, Mark, because you mentioned the water softener.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the purpose of a water softener? It's to soften the water. Why? Because the water that comes out of the ground or comes into your house or what have you is considered too hard.
Which means what exactly?
So it means that it has very rich in calcium bicarbonate. So what happens is the film that you see inside of a tea kettle or the film that you mm-hmm. see on a pot when you boil water, et cetera, you know what's that film is made up of? Calcium bicarbonate.
Uh-huh.
So when you have hard water, you have high concentrations of calcium bicarbonate, but you run it through a copper pipe and the copper and the electrical charge of the copper combines with the electrical charge of the calcium, and then you start to coat the inside of the copper lines with the calcium, mm-hmm. and then if the water's too hard, then you destroy your plumbing.
Huh.
So they created a water softener by using salt.
To protect your pipes.
But adding that much high concentrations of salt into your drinking water is one of the things that contributes to adrenal insufficiency and adrenal depletion, which leads to imbalances within your ability to regulate your sodium-potassium imbalance, which translates to blood pressure issues, and then they take the sodium out of your diet. And then now you just run into a whole bunch of other problems. So it's you know what? Drinking what I'm holding in my hand right now, the way that God made it, is what we intended. And the fact that we became civilized and wanted to have the convenience of not having to go outside to get water in order to cook on the stove, and we could just turn the faucet on and get as much water as we wanted, it's not as easy as you think it is, and it has consequences when you don't address it the way that it should be addressed.
Well, this is really fascinating and an important conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I do have a few more questions I'd like to consider about water and health.
Absolutely, and I hope the listener is enjoying the show. I hope if you have questions that you'll continue to come back after this short commercial break or contact me sometime after the show. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. We're at Suite 404 in Building 400, and that is in Pooler, Georgia. The best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. That's the phone that I carry with me. That's the one that I'm going to answer. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225, or you can email me. Please don't text my phone, but if you want to do the texting thing, I would ask you to text me in an email. My email address is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Now, today, Mark and I have been talking about the importance of water and the different types of water and how water helps stimulate and build your immune system so that you don't get infections and keeps your brain working, et cetera. And what else do you want to talk about, Mark?
Well, so in light of that, then wouldn't you say that almost all health issues are improved just by drinking enough water?
Well, that's a fascinating question for you to ask, Mark, because in reality, the answer is yes. When a person comes to me, one of the first things that I tell them to do, obviously we talk about the three basic things that are required for a person to survive, which is breathing is most important, mm-hmm. which is God requires us to do that, and why it's still free, even though the government is moving us. Believe it or not, listener, the government is moving us in the direction to where they're going to charge us for breathing. Now, you may not see it, you may not think it, heck, the government may not even like me saying this, but if you're a senior citizen and you have difficulties with COPD or respiratory issues of some sort, they have a new machine that you can put on your hip that's going to provide you with fresh oxygen that is going to cost you whatever Medicare is going to be willing to pay for it, et cetera. But that's moving us in the direction where they're going to charge us for breathing air.
I think they do that in Japan now where there's heavy pollution, where they have people that can
they
walk
got
around.
Oxygen bars, right. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that we're moving in that direction. But oxygen and breathing is most important. Second most important is drinking water. And then the third most important thing for us to do to survive is to eat food. And then exercising and sleep and all those things come after that. Mm-hmm. But the second most important thing that we can do as human beings is to drink water and stay properly hydrated. And so when a person comes into my office with an active symptom, I know they're dehydrated. When you get admitted to a hospital, what's the first thing they do?
The very first thing they do is they put an IV in you and
right,
give you a saline.
They hook you up to fluids. Mm-hmm. Right, because they already know that you're dehydrated. It's a given. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's the thing. If you drink enough water, mm-hmm. 95% of your symptoms that affect you every day will go away doing nothing else other than drinking water.
That's really remarkable.
95% of the symptoms people have will go away if you drink water.
So if you're talking about, let's say, high blood pressure.
Drink more water.
If you have arterial sclerosis.
Well, that arterial sclerosis is an actual disease. What is the symptom of arterial sclerosis?
I see. There's a difference there. Uh-huh.
So when you have symptoms, like there are no symptoms with high blood pressure. That's why it's called the silent killer, and we've discussed that before. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss it again, I'm sure. But at the end of the day, if you have knee pain, if you have aches, if you get headaches, if you have vision problems, if you have, I don't know.
Concentration problems,
digestive upset, those sorts of things. I promise you, if you drink enough water for your body weight every day and just simply start there, 95% of your symptoms will go away doing nothing else.
Would that happen immediately, like if you have a big glass of water, or are you talking about something that might take a few days?
You want to do consistently, okay? You need to drink water all day, every day, and you need to consume the right amount of water based upon how much you weigh every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to answer the question that the listener may be having right now, well, what's the appropriate amount of water for somebody like me? Well, you want to drink one quart of water for every 50 pounds you weigh. And you want to do that how often? Every day.
Uh-huh.
Every day. You want to live today? Drink more water. You want to live tomorrow? Good. Drink more water tomorrow. You want to live next week? Good. Drink more water next week. Drink one quart of water for every 50 pounds you weigh every day. That's a half a gallon for somebody who weighs 100 pounds. There's your eight-ounce glasses of water. That's the rule that we were all taught when we were a little kid. Mm-hmm. But if you weigh 200 pounds, you don't need the same amount of water as somebody who weighs half as what you do.
Right.
You need twice what they need. So the more you weigh, the more water you're going to need to consume. And the basic rule of thumb is one quart for every 50 pounds you weigh.
And that keeps you at that 70%?
That keeps your body properly hydrated. Now, if you're going to go to the gym and exercise, if you're going to do a bunch of lifting weights, you want to drink another quart of water. If you're going to go run and sweat for 25, 40, 60 minutes, because those people that do that kind of stuff, or cycle, okay, then you want to add another quart of water for every 30 minutes of aerobic activity.
So being thirsty isn't necessarily the indicator that you're dehydrated.
Being thirsty is typically the indicator that you're well beyond being dehydrated.
So
thirst is an indication that you need more water.
That's certainly true.
Right.
But you're saying that you would be dehydrated functionally before you actually
felt
thirsty.
Before you get the symptom of thirst.
So thirst becomes the symptom.
Right. So here's a simple test that you can do to see if your body's properly hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When your arm is hanging out its side, okay, and you look down at your hand, what do you notice on the back of your hand?
My hand, I mean.
Well, what's on the surface of the back
skin?
Of your hand? Well, the skin, but you can see the blood vessels.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you raise that up to shoulder height and your blood vessels disappear, you're dehydrated.
Oh, okay. They didn't disappear.
Which means that you probably have enough hydration. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if your hand is at your side and your blood vessels are fully distended, and then you raise them up and those blood vessels disappear, I mean, you could see. You just look at mine. You can see them as I come up, and they start to disappear. Why? And that's why I have water with me, because I know as this time during today, mm-hmm. I haven't drank enough water. Why? Mm-hmm. Because I've been running around like a crazy man, treating patients and driving to the studio and all of these kinds of things. And, you know, that's why I brought a bottle of water with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to make sure that I'm staying properly hydrated. And when I get back to the office to treat more patients this afternoon, I'm going to be drinking more water. But it's something that you have to constantly be on top of. And you can see right now that I haven't been fully on top of it. Why? Because I've been focused on, you know, coming and recording radio shows, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think it would probably be pretty difficult for somebody to always be on top of that. But you want to be on top of that on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which makes perfect sense that you would want to do that. I mean, this is something that's so important for your health, that's so simple to do.
Right. And yet most people don't do it. Most people are walking around functionally dehydrated, meaning they don't have enough water. Right now, I'm being functional, and mm-hmm. I don't have enough water in my system. So I'm functionally dehydrated right now. Me, mm-hmm. the person who's talking about this.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because it's that insidious, it's that common, and again, this is something that you want to be mindful of, and even in my own mindfulness and being able to talk about it, just like I'm breathing right now, it doesn't take me a lot of effort to talk about the importance of all this, and yet, here I am, my blood vessels are disappearing as I raise my hand up to my shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So curious, so interesting. Now, one of the other things that I've heard about a lot over the last few years is the notion of the balance of pH in water, and that people tend to be too acidic in their diets, and that there's this whole movement towards alkaline and the alkalinity that you want to have in your body. Can you talk a little bit about how that pH balance affects your ability to deal with water?
Well, the truth be told, there's a lot of good marketing out there that's going to talk to you about pH water and talk with you about the importance of proper pH and being too acidic and all that. And I'm not disputing any of those things being true. When we eat the typical way that we eat in this country with a lot of refined grains and flour-based products, and we eat meats and those sorts of things, it's going to create an effect on your digestive system, which is going to interfere with the overall pH, okay? Now, people will take their salivary pH, they'll check the pH of their saliva, they'll take the pH of their urine, and they'll see that they may be too acidic in that regard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your body has a system in it called a buffering system, and that buffering system helps to maintain the blood pH in a very narrow range. And by definition, anything below 7 is considered acidic, and anything above 7 to 14 is considered alkaline. Well, the pH of your blood is roughly 7.35, and it stays right around 7.35. If it gets to 7.4, you'll probably die. If it gets to 7.3, again, you'll probably die. But if we're using 7.35 as the neutral ideal balance place instead of 7, if you're moving towards the 7.30, that's considered too acidic. Mm-hmm. If you move towards the 7.40, that's considered too alkaline. Now, there's alkaline water out there that you can drink, and if it's made by a machine out of Japan called Kangen, it's going to be microclustered water, which is going to help with hydration. You'll never feel bloated drinking that water because it's microclustered, meaning that the molecules are smaller than a normal molecule of water. Okay, but they can also use the machine using titanium plates and charged. They can change the pH of the water to be 8.5, 9, and 9.5. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Drinking that water is going to have a desired effect in terms of helping to clean out the toxins within your cells. So, but drinking on that regularly is going to cause you to leach certain minerals out of your body, which is going to create a problem over time. So, ideally, spring water at the pH that it is
perfectly fine.
It's perfectly fine. Okay. If you have a particular health condition and you want to do something to help ameliorate it, okay, maybe drinking alkaline water for a period of time is going to help the body to come back more into balance, but you don't want to do that.
Well, yeah, this has been a great conversation, Dr. Rick. We're just about out of time today. If anybody wants to reach you and has a question for you about their specific situation for their health, whether it's about water or any other question about their health, what's the best way to reach you?
Again, they should call me on my cell phone. The cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C. R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. Get a hold of me, contact me, communicate with me. Whatever your question is, I want to answer that question for you. I want to give you intelligent understanding so that you can take control of your health. This show is called When Your Health Matters. You decide when your health matters. I just want to help you with that. And I appreciate you tuning in this week. I'd ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise. I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects.